This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today I call your attention to the reading in the book of Acts, chapter 17, verses 10 and 11. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the scriptures daily whether these things were so. Now this passage points out the great nobility of these people of Berea. It shows how they responded to the preaching of the Apostle Paul. Let's stop and think today. Last time we considered the responsibilities of the preacher. Today let us consider the responsibility of the hearer. We have considered the responsibility of a man in proclaiming the word. Now let's think about the responsibility of a person who's doing the hearing. What does God require by way of the hearing of His word? He requires that one shall listen intently in the realization that the things that are being considered relate to eternity. He requires that we search the scriptures to see if what is taught is so. Recall the words of the Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21. Prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. We have the responsibility to not accept the word of anybody. It doesn't matter to whom you may be listening, nor how learned he may seem. Your responsibility is not to simply to take his word for it, but to read your own Bible and to see whether or not what he has taught is true. If he teaches false doctrine, you have the responsibility. You have the God-given responsibility to reject it. If he teaches the truth, you have the responsibility to accept and obey it. Otherwise, there would be absolutely no point at all in searching the scriptures to see if what is taught is true. Note some of these passages. Matthew chapter 15, verses 8 and 9. Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 27. James chapter 1, verses 19 through 26. All of which indicate the great responsibility which we have as hearers to search and see for ourselves what is the will of God. But at the same time, we have to recognize that many people do not hear as God wishes them to. Some hard-heartedly reject the word in a vicious fashion. We find that even during the days of Jesus on earth, some men rejected him with hatred. Others rejected later the Apostle Paul and other faithful apostles of the Lord, some even to the point of destroying them. Some feel that it's merely enough to hear the word of God, James chapter 1, verses 19 to 25. But that simply will not do. A man who merely hears the word of God deceives himself if he thinks that he's being acceptable to God in that mere hearing. There are others who are completely indifferent to what they hear. They do not accept it, they do not reject it or oppose it, they simply do not react to it. They are indifferent. Some look upon hearing as somewhat akin to entertainment. Recall the words of the prophet in Ezekiel chapter 33. When the word goes out that the prophet is about to speak the word of the Lord, some apparently in great enthusiasm say, "Come, let us go and hear the word of the Lord." But the prophet makes clear that when they come only to listen, as it were, to well-played music. In other words, they're saying, in effect, it's respectable to be seen in services where the word of the Lord is going to be preached. We have a somewhat general interest in it. We talk about it. We talk about it to one another. They talk more of the messenger than they do of the message sometimes. Sometimes people are more concerned about the preacher than they are the message of God which he's preaching. They give outward and verbal respect. They come and sit before him as if to listen and act. They enjoy his language and his voice. The speaker perhaps has a good voice, is an entertaining speaker, and so they listen, as it were, to well-played music. But friends, when I go to hear a musical concert, I do not intend that my heart's going to be changed, that I'm going to repent of any wrong or change my life in any acceptable way, but I'm simply going to be entertained. But the Bible makes clear that this is not an acceptable response to the listening of the Word of God. We must, as it were, listen to say, does it point out something I'm not doing that I ought to be doing? Does it point out something that I am doing that I ought not to be doing? And am I willing to make the changes that are called for? Let us all listen to the Word of God with a view to bringing our lives into harmony with His sacred will.